At 6:06, it is overcast and 78 degrees in Tulsa, 99 for a high this afternoon, with another excessive heat warning for the Tulsa area. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The for sale sign is going up in front of Tulsa's Spirit Aerosystems plant. The CEO of the Wichita-based company confirmed the Tulsa and McAllister facilities will be sold. Larry Lawson says Spirit's management will work with any interested buyers.
Some folks may have some interest and others, you know, different interest. And so we will work with all the interested parties to come up with the best overall arrangement.
Current programs at the Tulsa site include the development and production of composite and metallic wing components. It also makes the dome for the AWACS planes. Well, Mayor Bartlett and Tulsa business leaders are trying to put the best face on the announcement from Spirit. The mayor says he's not at all concerned about change.
But in my view, we don't need to get worried. We have a very strong aviation aerospace industry, and it will continue the same.
The mayor says Spirit has long-term contract commitments at the airport, and he expects there will not be any immediate negative impacts. Now, Mayor Bartlett will outline the Pension Reform Committee's recommendations for city workers' retirement program today. He has scheduled a news conference for later this morning. He's also expected to discuss the next step in the pension reform process. Test results are awaited on 5 Tulsa County jail inmates who may have the dangerous MRSA infection.
Sheriff's Captain Billy McKelvey says the 5 have been isolated from the rest of the jail population and are being treated.
Our medical unit on this has done a very good job, and they identified it, and all 5 inmates are currently being housed in our medical unit.
McKelvey says it's believed the inmates are suffering from the bacterial infection MRSA, but that hasn't been confirmed. Skin samples have been sent to a lab for testing. Results are expected sometime this week. Doctors say MRSA, which can be deadly, is treatable if recognized early and if patients are started on the right antibiotics. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The Tulsa School Board takes up the appointment of Dr. Kim Dice to be the new deputy superintendent. Now, if approved, she would replace Millard House II. Dice most recently served as the superintendent of the North Syracuse Central School District in New York. Dice resigned from the superintendent's post in New York after several highly publicized disputes, including the firing of a popular softball coach and disagreements with the district's teachers' organization. She is, however, credited with starting all-day kindergarten and developing a multi-year master plan for that district. Planned horse slaughter plants in other states are on hold because of a lawsuit brought by the Humane Society and other animal rights groups. Now, one of the lawmakers who proposed Oklahoma's horse processing bill is Osage County State Senator Eddie Fields of Winona. He claims the measure was needed because horses were being shipped out of country and slaughtered in an inhumane manner, and the judge's order temporarily continues that practice.
It'll be continue as is where horses that are being processed are either being shipped to Mexico or Canada at this time, and that's currently where they are going to today.
For several years, Congress had banned the use of federal dollars to inspect horse slaughter facilities, effectively putting them out of business. The ban was recently lifted. Oklahoma lawmakers passed the horse slaughter bill in the last session. Our weather forecast, an excessive heat warning again today for Tulsa. Some showers will be possible this morning, then clearing around lunchtime. Very hot, very humid, a high of 99. More rain tonight, 74 for a low. Right now in Tulsa, we have rain to our north. It is overcast and 78. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.